Good morning, Gary.
G'day, Roger, and welcome everybody on 101.5. I hope everyone is surviving this sudden snap of cold weather. Its temperatures are certainly heading down well below 10, and I'm hearing places this morning are recording down around zero, Rog.
Well, I mean, certainly 6.5 anyway there, Gary.
Well, that's apparently I've heard 6.5 is a number that we've got to watch out for.
Exactly. Look, let's put all the big newspapers aside for now, Gary. Look, tell us what's happening in our area.
Well, Roger, in our area, of course, it's been showtime. So we've had both the Caboolture show and the Tagulawar show on the weekend. I was lucky enough to attend both Caboolture on Friday, Tagulawar on Saturday, and it is great to see these shows back in action. Pumping really, really along really, really well. In fact, talking to Marcus Shimbell, CEO of the Caboolture Show Society, he tells me, Rog, they actually broke every one of their daily attendance records and their overall attendance record this year. So he's just so over the moon. But more importantly, he said, we could not have done it without all of our volunteer groups.
Exactly.
So all of the things that the Scout Association, the boys, the girls and boys club, and every other volunteer who put their hand up. He said they were running every gate on behalf of the Show Society, helping out with stalls. And he said with so many people, he said it was just a massive effort, and he was so grateful. The Nickelodeon show, apparently, three shows, every one of them standing room only. So he said it just really, the community really came out and backed their local show, and he's just over the moon with it.
Fantastic.
Over at Tagulawar, of course. Unfortunately, they had a couple of setbacks. Some of the booked amusement rides that they were expecting didn't turn up. Now, we're still trying to find out the background on that. There seem to be a couple of issues. And then, of course, they had more rain on Friday night. They actually had 9 millimetres of rain Friday night right ahead of their big day on Saturday. But Vern Doyle, the Tagulawar Show Society president, tells me that even so, they still had very strong numbers. He said the actual visitor numbers were slightly down, but he said, that's okay. Believe it or not, he said, we've actually boosted our Show Society memberships. So he said, overall, he said, we've probably had about the same number of people and certainly the same income. So Vern, again, is very, very happy. And we'll be talking to both of those gentlemen later in the next week or so to find out what happens next. I do know, as a little bit of a teaser for everybody, the Tagulawar Showgrounds will be hosting the Australian Working Dog Championships in the next few weeks. Like I said, more details to come, but if you want to see some of the best working dogs from around Australia, Tagulawar Showgrounds is definitely going to be the place to see them at.
And they are incredible to watch, aren't they?
Oh, they are. It's an absolute talent, and the handler does it all from, you know, sort of 30 metres away, just usually with whistles and hand signals. And these dogs are just fantastic to watch in action.
Absolutely, absolutely. What else is happening, Gary?
Well, Rog, we were very lucky to get an exclusive interview with Greg Chamello, the CEO of Moreton Bay Regional Council. So Greg was very expansive in his conversation, gave us a little bit of a wish list of what he would like to see in terms of transport options for the future for the Moreton Bay Regional Council area. Now, despite the fact that we've been talking a lot about public transport, Greg did make the point that public transport is only part of the issue. He said, yes, he said, we'd love to have faster rail. He said, but actually the big challenge is going to be with another 200,000 people expected to move into the Moreton Bay Regional Council area over the next 15 to 20 years. He said, we have got to have a Bruce Highway Western alternative that includes not just roads, but cycle paths, public transport options. Now, in Greg's words, that's still 20 years away, talking to the Department of Transport and Main Roads. But he said by the time it arrives, he said it's probably going to be about 30 years too late. That's how much we need that infrastructure here. So for more on Greg Chamello's interview, yes, definitely grab this week's paper and have a read. Very interesting. He had a lot to say, and it really gives an insight into the work that the council is doing in trying to make the Moreton Bay region an extremely livable area for the future.
Great, great. But yeah, I think I agree. I mean, I think that road is going to be a few years too late.
Absolutely. He said it's still 20 years away. And he said we really needed it. He said we needed it to be started 10 years ago. As he said, the need for it has was well established. The planning for Caboolture West started 20 years ago, or the area that is being referred to as the Caboolture West area. The planning for that started 20 years ago, so he said it's not like it's been a surprise to TMR. They've known, they just haven't kept up with demand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And what about...
We'll move to the lighter side of life. I had an opportunity to go to the Embrasure Retirement Village at Woodford last week, and what a great time it was. I saw Leanne Swan, one of the physical therapists there. Now, Leanne, in her outside of work life, is actually an accredited boxing trainer. She actually trains a number of women boxers and runs women's boxing classes, so she knows what she's doing. She then decided that perhaps bringing some of those benefits into the retirement village may not be a bad idea. So she's actually been able to start, after a fair bit of work to show that it's safe and it's viable, she's now running a boxing fitness class with a number of the residents at Embrasure.
Oh, mate, that's awesome.
It is. And I saw some of the residents taking part in the group. And, they don't hold back. Leanne is fantastic. She puts the pads on and they do the, they put in the hard work. But as she said, more specifically, she said everyone was a little bit freaked out. Oh, are you teaching seniors to box? She goes, well, two of them are ex-boxers anyway from when they were, much younger.
Yeah.
But she said more specifically, it's the strength, the fitness, but even possibly more importantly, it's the balance. It improves their sense of balance. I may not look like it, but I was lucky enough to do some boxing exercise classes myself in previous times, and I can say it does, because you have to learn how to move your weight, how to control your weight. I wish I knew how to control my weight, really, but it moves from there. And so she said that sense of balance that they're getting and learning how to shift their weight on their feet as they're doing sort of some of the combinations, it's made a massive improvement in fall prevention for those residents. So Leanne's working very hard, and she's hoping to actually introduce that to more retirement villages if she gets the opportunity, because she said it just brings so many benefits. And let's face it, why shouldn't our older residents be able to enjoy themselves? We're allowed to.
Oh, absolutely.
Why do they have to stop just because they've moved into a retirement village? Doesn't mean they should have to stop. So more power to them, and great work by Leanne Swan to be doing this, I think.
And pity help the next burglar that goes into Embrasure.
Well, there is that too. they could well run into a bit of a surprise if they try to sort of be a little bit naughty.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic program, and as I said, I think great work by Leanne Swan for putting a hand up to do this, because it's just great to see these the residents, ladies and gentlemen, all having a go and really reaping the benefits.
Sounds good, Gary. Mate, as always, great talking to you. I know how busy you are. We really do appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us this morning.
Not a problem, Roger. It's always a great fun to be on the air with 101.5, so thank you for the support. And I look forward to catching up with you next Thursday.
Sounds good. That's Gary Worrell from The Sentinel. You're with Classic Hits 101.5.